What's up? Happy Thursday. Everyone get ready for the big weekend coming up. And I guess we can talk about a variety of different subjects today here on the Shepherd Ambella Show. Don't forget the show goes live on YouTube and Rumble. Typically at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Today I had to go an hour late. But typically that's every day, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, live on YouTube and Rumble. You can join us in the chat on YouTube. The show also archives to Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We're currently ranked number 4 in Greece on Apple Podcasts. So topping those charts, a lot of Grecians listening to the broadcast. And today we're going to be having an open line show as well, so y'all can join in at any time if you want to call in. The number is going to be on the screen for a little while. 262-891-0070. And there's a lot of different stuff going on in the background behind the scenes. There's all, you know, obviously the weather is a big issue, and then the elections coming up and whatnot. So we're gonna get into all this stuff, but right here, this child prodigy at Oxford turned into a 130-pound per hour prostitute. And I guess she just couldn't take going to college anymore, and she decided to give it all up. She had a super high IQ and ended up basically just becoming a prostitute. I don't know. That's a crazy deal. California parents terrified after a group of 20 migrants tried to board an elementary school bus. A group of as many as 20 migrants tried to board school buses filled with kids in Southern California. Now, this is a problem with Southern California and California in general. Also along the Texas area, there's a lot of problems with migrants, but a lot of these migrants are unruly. And now they're just going in, they're trying to board school buses. Hey, you know, and that's how they're going around conducting business in California. It's probably fairly routine. These migrants attempted to board these buses on 2 school routes twice this week. So it is routine. And this is next to Highway 94. The school's superintendent said in a letter to parents on Tuesday that the migrants were walking in the middle of the highway. They tried to stop one of the district school buses and forcing it to go around the group. Then on Wednesday morning, about 20 migrants rushed at one bus and was picking it, that was picking its students up. And I don't know, this has just become more of a norm in America. If you think about it, out of the Daily Mail, we got a missing woman found dead in the flash flooding near the Grand Canyon. Now, this is part of the flooding that I was talking about earlier in the week. Of course, the Havasupai Falls had been flooded out. And now, this woman, she's been missing for days. she was discovered on a commercial river by a commercial river trip on the Colorado River about 20 miles downstream. So I guess she floated about 20 miles downstream and they found her. This was a aerial and ground rescue. And this Havasupai Falls was inundated with flooding and it became treacherous after basically biblical level flooding. It was way more than normal flooding going on. Now, these illegal immigrants we were just mentioning, they're also getting loans for homes and all sorts of stuff now, and Americans are left out in the dark with nothing.
California has a program meant to help low-income first-time homebuyers get a down payment. William Lajeunesse joins me. William, could this program soon be available to illegal migrants?
Well, Stuart, that is what Democrats are trying to ram through Sacramento right now. It's basically a program that subsidizes qualified illegal immigrants to up to $100,000 each to buy a home. So the program is called the California Dream for All program. It's created to help middle and income home buyers. Now, initially, the program required residents to be here legally, either a U.S. citizen or a legal permanent resident. But last week, Assembly Democrats overrode Republican opposition, changing that eligibility to say this: an applicant who meets the requirements for a loan under the Home Purchase Assistance Program shall not be disqualified by the agency based solely on the applicant's immigration status.
The social and economic benefits of homeownership should be accessible to everyone, regardless of immigration status.
So the program provides first-time buyers with a zero-interest loan up to 20% of a home's purchase price. On a median-priced home in California, that's about $150,000 cash up front for each buyer. Ooh. With their down payment.
So they're getting $150,000 homes. Unbelievable. What is going on? Guys, are we ignoring the signs? Now, I mentioned biblical flooding. As entire towns and villages around the world are devastated by unprecedented floods. Many question if these ever are just, many question if these are, excuse me, just coincidences. Could we be missing the sign that have long been foretold? And in recent years, floods of unprecedented scale have swept across various regions of the world, but more importantly, in recent months and weeks and days. And I talked about this a little bit earlier on the broadcast, but I'm going to show some of the Twitter feed again for the people that didn't get a tune in earlier. And we're just going to go through some of this flooding, which people are saying it's their 1,000-year level storms. It's not even 100-year level storms anymore. They're 1,000-year level storms, and flooding has inundated North Korea, India, China, Iraq, Japan now. Just all over different parts of the globe, and it's gotten to be very bad. All over Spain. This is Spain right here. I'm showing images on your screen. Video of Spain. Wind gusts knocked over trees. This is in Michigan. Extreme weather. Saudi Arabia. A lot of extreme weather events going on around the globe, affecting everything. And a lot of people are not aware of this. A lot of these cities won't even be able to recover from this very easily at all. the entire supply chains will be down. This is France. This is Spain. Currently, okay. All this is going to start happening in the United States. Everyone has missed all of the signs. Extremely heavy rainfall. This is in Japan. Okay. The heat index, that's the feels like temperature. It was 180 degrees in Iran. It feels like 180 degrees. Massive tornadoes. This is South Dakota. We're seeing pink and purple and orange skies. The Sumerians talk about in their cylinder seals. Symptoms of the Nibiru nemesis system moving in. Iron oxide fallout. Look at this, Yaman. Sudan, Indonesia. Ladies and gentlemen, orange skies, if you haven't seen this, this is the end times. Everyone has missed the signs. Purple skies, lightning in the skies going upward. The Middle East. Flooding everywhere, extreme lightning events happening around the world. Mosquitoes, diseases, famine will start. All food crops will be destroyed. Life on Earth as we know it will change. This is only the beginning. No one's telling you guys this. They're all too wrapped up in politics. It's a major distraction from what is really going on. Now, if anyone wants to call in, call in. Also, don't forget to make a pledge. Help keep truth alive around here. The link's in the description. It's that Linktree link right down there, the first link. Just click on that. And that all the links are in there. Please support the broadcast. The call lines are open, 262-891-0070. If you want to call in, 262-891-0070. We talked about biblical flooding, California. There's migrants trying to board school buses. There's, they're giving migrants home loans now up to $150,000. They don't even take care of their own people in America, but now they're giving migrants home loans. And all of this is going on and on and on. No one cares. No one seems to care. No one wants to call in and complain. Americans are just totally complacent. In fact, they're going along with the program. It's going to be martial law and civil war soon enough. The people are not going to realize what is going on here. Now, it could get unruly quick, especially like when the food runs out, if the power's out in certain regions of the United States, especially when these dams start collapsing and domino affecting. There's going to be a domino effect. We'll just have to see what happens this winter when the rains start coming down. This is only the summer right now. There's been snowfall, hail storms, all sorts of stuff out of the ordinary. It's absolutely unprecedented. We got a bunch of people in the YouTube chat. I want to say hi to everyone over there. What's up, Nick? What's up, Will? What's up, Brad? What's up, everyone? What's up, the guy from Portugal, B51? What's up? All right. Call back in, caller. If I couldn't get to the phone quick enough, I was having a issue. If you can call right back, that will be great. So a lot, you know, some people are saying it's been dry in their region, but a lot of people are getting flooded. North Korea completely flooded out. Entire cities in China gone, wiped off the map. I don't know, you know, there's no images, so we can't see how they're recovering, or a lot of the flooding appears to be persistent. If you want to call back in, I got the lines open now, 262-891-0070. I know someone tried to call. But what do you guys think about this persistent flooding worldwide? Just all this stuff happening. It's getting... Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
What's up?
Wasabi. What are you up to?
Wasabi. Same old. This shit's getting fucking weird. And it's been getting weird for like the past 4 fucking years. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that African dust cloud?
Yeah.
That came over the United States and everybody was like, oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah. Everything happens all the time.
In my 40 years that I've ever seen anything like that.
Yeah, everything happens all the time, apparently, but really it doesn't. And that's just people being scared. A lot of people are scared. You know, their reaction to this is like, what's it got to do with me? What am I going to do about it? You know, and that's like, it's super scary because, you know, no one's told these people. They have to watch my show to find out what's going on. You know, the people that watch my show are super informed. It's like, you know, they broadcast like one little snippet on the news here, one little snippet there, and they're keeping localized news local, and they're not going across countries and spreading this region to region. So people really have to seek this stuff out, and it's so censored. And a lot of people just don't even know what's going on.
Nobody knows anything. They just buried their heads in the sand like ostriches.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Ostriches do that, don't they?
I don't know. But yeah.
Maybe I should doctor look that up.
They might. I think they got them long necks to bury them heads in the sand. That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what do you think about them giving these illegals, you know, homes and all for home loans for $150,000?
They're just fucking taking them. You showed that video. I saw that same video before you did your show this afternoon, and was like, "Yeah, they're giving them away. Yeah, by gunforce. Yeah, okay."
Dude, I mean, it's crazy. A lot of Americans can't even get home loans, homes, you know, they can't, a lot of Americans can't even put, you know, rub 2 pennies together. But then again, illegals, they get credit cards, they get all this stuff, all these benefits. They're living in the lap of luxury in New York in these condominiums.
You know what I'm thinking about doing? Is I'm thinking about crossing over into Mexico legally. And then accidentally losing my identification and then illegally crossing back over into the United States and just go by the name of Juarez. And my name is Juarez. I need help. Please give me money.
Get a spray on a tan or something.
Well, friggin', you know, I work outside every single day. I'm pretty much tanned up. I think I could almost pass for a man.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about, you know, this, the presidential election? Now, it can, you know, coming up, a lot of things can happen. Obviously, there's a lot of time. But, you know, say one of the candidates got assassinated because they, you know, they keep trying to push to assassinate Trump, apparently. And also, you know, what if they do like election fraud? would that trigger chaos? Would that trigger civil war? Like, do you think it's possible that if they cheated on the election, or if Trump was assassinated, it would trigger a civil war?
Have you ever heard of a term called cooping?
What is it?
It's called cooping, like a chicken coop.
Okay.
Cooping or cooping. Back in like the friggin' the olden days, what people would do, like with town elections, for instance, let's start small, okay? With town elections, what they would do is they would go kidnap like 40 people just off the street, like just pull them off the street, kidnap them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd take them back to the place and they'd get them shit-faced fucking drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would say, we want you to go vote for that guy. And then they would be dumb enough to go vote for that guy. And they said, when you're done voting for that guy, come back here and we'll give you more fucking food. So they would come back here and then they would change the outfit that they were wearing, get them drunk some more and say, go vote for that guy again. And they would do it over and over and over and over and over again. So the same guy, the same 40 guys were going and voting for the same person and changing clothes and going and voting again, just over and over and over again.
This
election fraud is not fucking new. Oh, it just happened fucking last election. Oh, it's just such a new thing. All the elections have been fucking rigged from day one, period.
I think that too, but
it just happened. But
now that it's possible that one of their candidates is not in the bag all the way, possibly. You know, I find that hard to believe, but maybe that's the case if Trump's not in. And then if Trump's got a lot of pull on the polls and whatnot, you know, all these polls are rigged, though. They're saying, like, Kamala was doing good and all this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but with friggin' assassination, he's got the most pull from that. And I told you that before. He was dogged his whole fucking time as president. Every day that you turn on the fucking news, something about Trump. Trump this, Trump that, Trump, 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 Trump. We're going to get him out of office. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to impeach him. This man's the impeachment fucking champion of the world.
Yeah.
He was dogged his entire duration. He was dogged the 4 years after it. Now he gets, you know, maybe wink, wink, shot in the ear. I'm still on the fence about that. And I'm like, because not everything presented seems to be what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And now he got shot, you know, the whole fist pump in the air with blood on his face. Now he's the Phoenix rising out of ashes. So he's really got the most cool. And then you got fucking that rusty old bike, Kamala. Did you watch any of the fucking DNC convention?
Not really. I watched like 2 minutes and I was like, screw this.
I watched like, I want to say an hour and a half of it and then I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
It had its funny moments, you know, I'm like, this is fucking, like the fucking announcer guy tells everybody what they did to fucking Biden. Well, his own party fucking pushed him out of fucking office. But it's going to be great because Camel Toe's going to get it. Yay. The announcer guy broke it to the world. It wasn't even anybody official. It was the fucking hype guy. We're going to get you all hyped up for Randy Macho Man Savage.
It's like a WWE.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking theater. Remember, Rome, like, well, shit's not going well in Rome today. What are we going to do, Emperor?
Yeah.
I've got an idea.
What's up?
24 Lions? Let's give them a show. Bread and Wine.
Yo. Who's this?
I don't want to give my name.
Oh, that's fine.
I'm about to say.
Okay.
I'm going to make this quick, and I'm not going to try to convince you it's real or not. I know somebody that worked somewhere special, and he was in a room with 20 individuals, and he was talking and having a meeting about basically the pillars of our society, having to do with infrastructure, internet.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Things of that matter. And he said this administration is losing power, and he was one of the 20 that got to make the decision that it was to move a certain piece of infrastructure to a certain private island and put it on the public internet. And he was kind of shady with what he was telling me, because he can't tell me a whole lot, but he's supposed to tell me more later. But he said they're getting ready to make a big move, and something is going to happen for sure. And I'm thinking it's leaning towards an economic type collapse that has to do with the financial system, maybe meaning that they move something important basically onto the public service of the internet as far as servers goes, so it's more susceptible to an attack. And he said he was also in on the crowdsource. That whole takedown was part of this whole decision that they made.
Wow.
People doing it. So
that's fascinating.
That's all I got. You guys can feel free to discuss it if I know more. If you can get my phone number, Shep, from this, you're more than welcome to call me.
Yeah.
Privately. And anytime, message me. If I hear anything else, if anything happens to me, it's out there. Again, I'm not trying to scare anybody. Just what I heard, and it's, you know, never thought I'd be in this position to know somebody like that. But there it is. And that's all I have to say.
Hey, thanks for calling in, brother. Yeah, that interesting. I think that we're getting close to like a blackout or something too. But this infrastructure shot. None of these politicians are talking about infrastructure.
Hold on a second. Well, think about it. That kind of makes sense, because look at fucking Bill Gates and friggin' Mark Zuckerberg building underground bunkers.
Yeah.
All these world elites are fucking building underground bunkers, and have been for like the past, what, year and a half, 2 years now?
Yep. And
so if they're moving some type of fucking shit to a fucking island, then that's fucking ooh. But that kind of makes sense with all the shit that's going on weather-wise in the fucking world, too.
Yeah, maybe they have to put it in an elevated position or something that's not going to get wiped out by waves, like on top of a mountainous island or something, where people can't attack that infrastructure as well when everything falls apart. Because, like, if you think about it, once the power goes out, once food and supply lines stop and all that, I mean, it's just going to be like, if it'll be a battle to the death, basically.
Well, you know, when you were talking about, you know, with the election, it doesn't matter who's going to fucking win. One of three things, if not two of three things, are going to happen. Like, we're going to go to war with another country, which that's already on the fucking table. It's just a question of who we're going to war with. And two, it could be a civil war. And three, it could be both a civil and a fucking war in another fucking country. If not war with another country here on top of a fucking civil war.
Yeah. Lots of possibilities too. I mean, it's just getting like, basically everything's coming to a head, and we're just going to have to see what happens. What's that?
I said everything's getting ramped up.
Yeah.
The election shit's getting ramped up. Fucking weather's getting ramped up. Is there going to be a fucking meteor that fucking comes out of the sky soon? I'm hoping for the meteor, honestly.
Yeah, really. Well, there's been some falling out of the sky lately. None of them have really struck or anything yet, but I mean, it's only a matter of time.
only a matter of fucking time.
Yep.
And it's getting weirder and weirder out there.
Fuck yeah, it is. All these...
For Erie, Indiana.
What is it?
It was called Erie, Indiana. It ran in like 1995, I think it did.
Uh-huh.
It was about this kid and his family. They moved to a place called Erie, Indiana. And fucking everything in Erie, Indiana was fucking weird.
That's Erie.
Yeah, Erie. That's Erie, Indiana for you.
Yeah, definitely Erie. My voice is going out. If anyone wants to call in 262-891-0070. I don't know what else we can talk about.
I'm here for a search party today.
Oh, really? Like what to look for what?
We're going to go look for a guy. I'm not sure when we're going to do it, but there's been a guy that's been missing locally from here. He's been missing for like 58 days.
Do you think a dog man got him?
No, I think he killed himself.
Damn.
And the local sheriff fucking and police force, you know, they went out and looked and they didn't find nothing, but they're still investigating it 57, 58 days later. Supposedly there might be some people that come out of Texas that do like search and rescue on horseback.
Yeah.
So if they fucking show up, then that'd be fucking good. I only volunteered because, you know, I had experience with search and rescue.
What, is he in the woods?
If he's in the woods, he's definitely dead.
Do you think it was an animal attack?
No, I think he shot himself in the head because one of his guns was missing.
That's weird.
But if I can help bring closure to a family, you know, that's fine with me.
Maybe he went to hunt cryptids and never came back.
I doubt that. However, while I'm out there, I will be looking for like Bigfoot and Dogman. Well, side mission.
That'd be creepy, yeah. Side mission.
Holy shit, I found Dogman. Radio. What? Like, yeah. I'm running, you better run too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Just waiting on that phone call. Like, okay, let's go.
Interesting. Hopefully I'll find him.
I'm pretty sure we're going to find him within about a mile or 2 mile radius of where they found his truck on the side of the road.
Yeah. What if he got beamed up by a UFO?
I mean, friggin', there was fucking UFO shit going on just, you know, maybe 45 minutes away from here. I sent you that video, too. It's been a minute. I think it's been a week or two ago, maybe 3 weeks ago.
A lot of UFO shit lately.
Yeah. I mean, it could be possible, but I kind of doubt it. Just a little bit. Maybe he fell into a portal.
Oh, that'd be a trip. Like,
what if we fall into that portal? Oh, shit, now we're missing too.
All right, well, let's
Nobody
see.
Else wants to chime in on anything?
I don't think so. I don't know. I guess not. Here they are. Let's see. What's up, caller? You're on the air. Who's this? Hello?
Shep.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Not much.
Go by the name of W.
Who's what's this?
Okay.
I have a little timeline for you.
I was a school teacher up in Portland, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And I just read out some stuff that you guys might find kind of interesting that no one really talks about.
Okay.
So first of all, any teacher that's working right now, if they were to come out about any of this, they're told directly that, you know, they're going to get written up or they might get fired or get reported to the state.
Mm-hmm.
So which in turn you'll lose your teaching license over. So, mm-hmm. Which, you know, most of them want to hang on. And most teachers are just a bunch of fence sitters and try to lay low. So anyway, all right. First of all, so I started back in the mid-90s teaching. At the time, I only had two kids from Mexico in my class. The rest were Caucasian and a couple of Russians. And, you know, those numbers have changed dramatically over time. Up until the last year that I taught, my last year was just a few years ago and before I retired. And by that time, I only had two Caucasian kids in my class, and the rest were mostly from South American countries. So I'll just keep going with this. You can stop me if you need to, but I have it all just written out. First of all, in the early 2000s, we started getting these letters at school. So they would send in one in the fall, one in the spring, and then one at the end of the year, towards the end of summer. And it was for young global leaders. And none of us knew what it was at the time, but what they were asking for were your top kids that performed the best and got the best test scores and, you know, basically your cream of the crops for each class. And they would ask for your top two or three kids per class. So we would all fill these out, and all you had to do was just put a stamp on it and send it out. So we would send this out, you know, with your top kids who did well for that year to this Young Global Leaders program. And it would ask for their address. And then they would send the letters to the parents. And what that was is they were taking kids and they would have a mass get together, one on the West Coast and one on the East Coast. And eventually I found out during COVID what that really was. That was with Klaus Schwab, you know, like you hear about Tulsi Gabbard and Elon and all these other people that were part of these global leaders program. Well, that's what it was. And none of us had any idea 20 and 30, you know, back in the early 2000s what that program even really was.
Hmm.
Anyway, so that's been going on a while, and all the schools I know of are involved in it. So, for example, a few years ago, they take all the kids, and all you had to do was buy the airfare, and then ship your kid. They would have them picked up at the airport, and grades three up, you know, from like third grade on up, the high school and probably even college, they would have all these kids meet at like in Los Angeles, and then they would go to Disney, like spend a day at Disneyland and do all this stuff and shit in meetings. Anyway, so enough of that.
Wow. That's pretty interesting, man.
Yeah, you don't really hear about that, right?
No, no.
Anyway, yeah, so here's the thing.
Isn't that the Oregon thing?
Oregon.
I taught in Oregon. Back in 2006, so Bill Gates through Microsoft came out with a website called Synergy. Now, each district, state by state, they have different names for it, but it's all the same program. And what this is this is a federal database that goes through the NEA. And what it is that we log on every morning and we take attendance on it, and it'll call the parents if they're, you know, if their kid's late or something like that. We put our grades in it. We put all comments in it. we're supposed to log if parents are, you know, disrespectful or whether they get along with us or not. You know, we're supposed to log all communications with parents. So let's say if I make a phone call to a person, either good or bad, then what I do is at the end of the day, I'm supposed to get on Synergy and make write out a few sentences onto the Synergy about the parents and what I said to them, and, you know, either copy or paste. The system got better as the years went on, but that's when it started, was back then. And it has vaccines in it. So what it does is it tracks each child. They get what they call an SSID number, and it follows them all through school, throughout their whole school life. So all the way through high school until they graduate. So yeah, that's run by Bill Gates. So basically, Bill Gates, if you think about it, he has access to every single kid that's gone through the public school system since that came out.
Yeah.
I meant because any interaction that I've had with, like, you know, having little teacher conferences with my kids, whenever they start being disrespectful, I immediately start being disrespectful right back to them.
Go for it.
This is the funny part. My oldest went down to the elementary school, and then I found out, you know, through a third party, that a phone call from the primary school was made to the teacher for my kid this year about how, like, I was an asshole. So, they warned the teacher about me.
You know, and that happens from year to year. If you have a kid that kind of stands out, the teacher from, you know, the following year, that teacher will come back and check, you know, and see how the kids are doing and whatnot. They'll say, you know, okay,
that makes so much sense.
My list of kids. Do you have any kids that stand out on this list? Anyway, dude, I'm giving away all my teacher secrets. I'm retired. I do not care, man, anymore. All right, so then here comes, oh, by the way, on the Bill Gates website, the Synergy in Oregon, it's called Synergy, the COVID vaccine. Okay, so they came out with that vaccine in 2021, I think it was. That fall, the fall before, the COVID vaccine was listed among the required vaccinations that children are supposed to have in the Synergy system.
That's messed up.
Teachers usually don't access that part. They don't look at what vaccines the kids have, but I accidentally came across it when I was switching between sites. So anyway, that's something to take note of.
Yeah, it is. That's crazy how they track these kids and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been waiting to call in on you, and so I just kind of wrote out a list here of things that you guys might want to know.
So you can drop a big bomb.
Yeah, dude. It's like I'm dropping a deuce on you guys. All right, 2010.
See what happened.
Yeah, here we go. 2010 when Common Core came out. Obama. So when I first started out, you know, when you guys went to school, we had this huge long list of everything we had to learn, from history, science, math, you name it, it was all in there. As soon as they started Common Core, so we had this principal who came in one day, and she had these our new Common Core books, and it was like these binders for Common Core, and she hands them out to us. Well, so what Common Core was, that was through the NEA, and they, the National Education System, and what they did through the feds, they just dropped this on us, and it actually, there were rumblings of it back under Clinton, that he said, you know, he, I forget what, oh, No Child Left Behind, all that business. But they never actually got it started until Obama came in and they called it Common Core. They changed the name of it. So basically what I want to say about Common Core, though, is when it came in, what they did was, if you were to take an entire year's learning of what we taught in the previous years, they took out almost two-thirds of it. And so then they narrowed it down to a one-third section and then enriched that one-third section, all right? And they were claiming that it would be easier for kids to learn, and then it's going to be No Child Left Behind, and that we're going to dive deeper into whatever we teach. Well, what we basically did, that was just code for saying that we're going to dumb down education. And that's exactly what happened. And if you notice, since 2010, if you follow the numbers, I mean, what's it all about? Suddenly we go from, it's all about test scores to like test scores are dropping. Now we're at the point where they just want to throw the test out altogether, right?
Crazy.
So, yeah. Tell me if I'm going too fast here.
No, I'm just listening. I pulled up some Common Core website.
Well, I got a question one more real quick. What exactly was that Bill Gates shit called again originally?
Synergy.
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 That probably links to the presidential physical fitness test, and that's how they also. Related. Yeah, they pick like super soldiers and seek people for secret programs like that.
Probably I was never able to meet those requirements when I was a kid. I tried, but there was always just one kid who would make that. Yeah, the Presidential Fitness Award, isn't that what it was?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, moving on. So then 2010, they have stage one of purging public school libraries. Now, not every library did it. I'm sure there were libraries in Idaho that wouldn't have done it, but at least in our district they started doing it that year. And so what they did was they got rid, we had books that ranged clear back to the 1950s that they were hanging on to, and you know, like the classics, and they just started purging all of those books, getting rid of them. So I mean, we were throwing them out by the boxes full. The librarian was stressed out because the moment...
Book burning.
The moment a class left, the librarian would have to go and just keep boxing books and getting rid of them. Huh. So that was phase one. And I'll just say it. So the last phase, at least in our school district, was in 2023. Now, the feds... Well, let's just say this. The librarians were ordered to eliminate all books that were over 10 years old. Hmm. And that's classics. Dr. Seuss. Jan Brett. Any book over 10 years old, they were told to get rid of it. And then they had all new books come in. So, you know, books about, I'm not going to name them, but things that you heard in the news that parents were upset over, they brought those books in. So,
wow. Yeah, that's how they control all the information too, basically now, you know, and for years. But geez, so they're going 10 years back. They must have rewrote all the everything within that 10 years or something and changed a bunch of stuff up. That's crazy.
Yeah, probably fucking edited all those books so they could fill them back into the damn library.
Yeah,
edited. Like, you know, changing, what was it, Little Mermaid from white redhead to not white redhead.
Yep. Guys, yeah, I got to jump out of here.
You know what?
I got to jump out a little early today. My littlest dog's not doing too great today, so I can kind of see him over here.
Easy Chihuahua.
Yeah, well, he's like half Chihuahua. Yeah,
I knew it.
So I'm going to jump out a little early, but call in. Yeah, call back another time. That's great stuff. And thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Yeah. Hey, that was a lot of interesting stuff going on in the world, people. I got to take care of my dog. He's not doing too great. Have a good